Good morning, folks. My name's Craig, and this is a imitation morning show for your second day of the second month of the 2023. Hope you guys are all right out there. I'll come back shortly with some things about the state highway and stuff like that soon, but for now, here goes Nina Simone, Here Comes the Sun, because I think it's going to be sunny today.
Here comes the sun, little darling, here comes the sun, I say, it's all right, it's all right. Here comes the sun, little darling, here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. You've been here. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right. It's all right. Little darling, the smile will return into the faces now. Since you've been here, little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, feels like years since you've been here.
Nina Simone there with Here Comes the Sun. And if you guys haven't already heard, as of 6 o'clock last night, State Highway 23 on the Divvy, just on the other side of the Divvy kind of thing, was closed till 7 o'clock tomorrow at least. And I haven't heard anything official yet, but I have heard reports that it's actually looking no better. So chances are it's probably still going to be closed now. So if you're planning a trip over the Divvy to the Tron today, you may well have to take a detour, a different kind of way around there, because, yes, it's unlikely to be open. I'm not completely sure about that, so I'm just waiting for some official word on that one. But, yes, it's, yeah, and they're suggesting that the detour route, if you're coming from Raglan, is Ohautira Road onto Wainaro Road to Naruwahia, and then take Herschel Street, Ellery Street, Wharawhara Avenue, Naruwahia Road, and Horatū Road to rejoin State Highway 23 at Wharawhara. And so that's the latest I've got on that at the moment. But yeah, like I say, it's not an official one, but yeah, I've heard unofficial reports that it's not actually looking like it's improved at all. So yep, add that into your travelling schedule if you are heading over the Divvy today. And I'll come back soon with some weather, probably. After this one, by Sly and the Family Stone, if you want me to stay.
To stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Calvin Gray. Reaching by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight, how could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?
Family Stone there with If You Want Me to Stay, and the weather for today. It looks some beautiful sunshine I saw this morning, which was nice to feel on my face. And yeah, it's a bit cloudy out there still for sure. They're saying there might be a little chance of some rain today. They're looking at maybe 10 to 12 mils, something like that. And maybe thunderstorms with sunny spells today. So that's be nice to get a bit of sunshine, all right. Temperature today is expected to peak at about 26 degrees, only going down to 20 tonight, so that's pretty pretty muggy. And what have we got for us? A few days we have tomorrow, again, there's going to be a little bit of rain, maybe thunderstorm, something like that, with a chance of maybe 8 mils of rain. And then Saturday it's clearing up, going to be mostly sunny for the weekend, which is good, maybe the odd shower here and there. And they're talking maybe some rain on Monday as well. And then sort of sunny spells and mostly cloudy, I guess, for the rest of the week after that. So, yeah, it's not going to be heaps more rain. There might be, yeah, a little bits of rain, but not heaps of it. Humidity today is 94%. And the sun rose this morning at 6:34 a.m. and will set this evening at 8:33 p.m. And the moon will rise. The beautiful moon will rise at 6:28 this evening and set at 2:45 in the morning. It's a waxing gibbous moon, 86% illuminated, with the full moon coming up in a couple of days on the 6th. And it's a super full moon, I believe, this moon coming up too. So there's a brief bit of weather for you.
And now I'm going to play for you Trinity Roots with The Dream, and I'll come. Oh, and I just so you know, everybody, we're going to be joined by Gabriel Parson at about around about 9 o'clock, something like that, to have a chat about Raglan actually and these sorts of things. So that's who we'll be interviewing in a little while. So I'll come back soon with a surf report and the tides and things like that after this one by Trinity Roots called The Dream.
escape wonder. It's you and you, you to gain, you yourself a first love wonder. First, be a man, lay your heart, lose your hand, wonder. Does it feel that the grass covered up your feet?
Folks, that was Trinity Roots there with Dream. If you missed it earlier, State Highway 23 officially was closed till 7 o'clock this morning, but unofficially I've heard it's not looking any better, so it's probably still closed. So, yeah, the detour they're suggesting is up along Ohaotira Road and make your way from there. Just in case you missed it earlier, so I'm still waiting for some sort of official line on that one. I'm trying to find something online here, but I haven't yet. But anyways, your surf report. There's quite a few people out there this morning by the looks at the surf cam. Doesn't look to be heaps of waves right there at the moment. The official report, though, says it's fair today. with 0.9 to 1.5 metre swells. And the tide's on the rise. And the official thing is, what's this one? The Dawn Report is light east-northeasterly winds at dawn and cleanish surface conditions. A local variation is disputing the east-northeast winds. They're otherwise producing plenty of chop and bump on the faces of the waves. A good strong west-southeasterly swell with up to nearly head-high sets on the points. So there we are. That's from dawn and the rest of the day. East-northeasterly winds and plenty of chatter and chop are expected for any waves on the points. But local variations to the wind direction quite likely. The new swell's been a lully, but should become more consistent throughout the day. So check the cams for changes and that as the day goes by. And your tides today, ladies and gentlemen, are... The next high tide is at 9:11, not so far from now. And the next low tide will be at 3:22 p.m. this afternoon. So there's your tides and your surf. And here goes David Byrne with Home, and I'll come back with... probably some public service. Oh, maybe what's on after this one.
The dimming of the light makes the picture clearer. It's just an old photo.
Stuck on the
David Byrne and Brian Eno there with their song Home they put out a few years ago. Yeah, we'll have a little bit of a look at what's on around town, shall we, folks? What have we got here? The Kariyoya Project School a school holiday program is continuing, and that's at 9 o'clock, so about half an hour from now. And the Raglan Light Exercise Group is at 10 o'clock at St. Peter's Church Hall today also. And this evening there's a live DJ at the ISO at Raglan. I don't know who it is, but that's something happening down there at 6 o'clock. And the Harbourview Hotel jackpot draw is at 7 o'clock. And I think that's up to like $300 or something now from memory, something like that. And so that's all today's things. And tomorrow, Friday, the 3rd of February, the Kariyoya Project School Holiday Program continues. And that's at 9 o'clock again. The Raglan Art Group is meeting at 10 o'clock at the Old School Arts Centre. Then, of course, in the evening is the Raglan Growers Market at 5 o'clock. Always a good time down there on the lawn or inside the building if it's a bit rainy. Yes, at Stewart Street. And also tomorrow evening is the Raglan Club, the Club Night Raffles and Member Prize Draws at 6 o'clock. So there's all the things over the next kind of couple of days. I'll come back with the weekend stuff after this one by Frat Freddy's Drop called Roadie.
You know I feel so good when I know you're skanking with me. So good when I know you're skanking. So good when you do. Yes, it feels so good when I know you're rocking with me. So good when I know you're rocking.
The love.
Fat Freddy's dropped there with Roadie. And now we're going to have a quick look at the weekend. There's not heaps happening. I can see on the What's On God anyways, but Salty Jam Crew is on at Indies at 6:30. That's at Indies, of course. Salty Jam Crew at 6:30. And on Sunday, Crop Swap at 9:30 at the Raglan Bowling Club. And I should be there for the first time, the last one that did. Yeah, it's a good, fun little thing to do. So if you've got some crops or some baking or something like that, cruise down there, 9:30. They welcome all comers, I'm pretty sure. 9:30 at the Bowling Club, Crop Swap there. And also at 10 o'clock, the Raglan Junior Surf Club Summer Season Nippers is underway. That's 10 o'clock at the Raglan Surf Life Saving Club. So there we are. There's a few things, a couple of things anyway for the weekend. And I'll come back after this one with some public service announcements. It's Min We Accept You.
I never broke anything I had. I never had anything I broke except you, except you. I never kept anything I stole. I never stole anything I kept except you, except you. I never do anything I like. I never like anything I do. I never do anything that's right.
I never see anything I like. I never like anything I like.
That was Minui there with Accept You and a couple other little things. I think this still applies. There's been a forced discharge from the wastewater treatment plant, and it's not raw. Folks, just so you know, it's been treated wastewater, had to go out on the incoming tide due to all the rain, of course, we've had. And there was a weather warning to kind of stay out of the harbour and avoid collecting kai moana until further notice. And I'm not sure whether that further notice has come yet. I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about it. Doesn't mean to say it hasn't happened, but anyways. And what else is coming up? Next weekend is the Raglan Whangaroa Volunteer Fire Brigade Station Open Day. That's from 10 till 2. And that's, yeah, next Saturday. So that'll be a good one to keep an eye out for. And that's, they're going to do like... Yeah, a couple of cool activities in there, an imitation kind of kitchen fire and stuff for the kids to do, things like that. And what else can I see from here? Yeah, there's a lot of other sort of stuff happening, which is there's movies at the old school, of course. Can't quite read them from here. And a few other bits of bobs. Joanna Joy is doing a standing still thing. If you're listening yesterday morning, Racer... interviewed her again, and so yeah, that's coming up soon as well. So yeah, there's as always, a few things bubbling over in the beautiful town we live in. And I've just heard from our guest, and she's on her way. So in the meantime, here goes Lawrence Arabia with "The Developed World" as the latest one.
Thank you. down and smile. All town issue with proud. Smokestack blowing echoes rebounding. We stood a common ground. She swang the wind and the death of a Grand Canyon in her stead. Yeah, horse fly whipping echoes rebounding. We stood a common ground. At the end of the day, otherwise it's a crying shame. She swang the whip and the death of a Grand Canyon in her step. Yeah, horse fly whipping echoes about it. We stood a common ground.
Folks, that was just then. Of course, that was Head Like a Hole, and before that was Lawrence Arabian. Before that, who did I play? I think it was Minwee. I think maybe I can't remember now. Anyways, but it doesn't matter because we have our guest in the studio, Gabriel Parson. Good morning.
Good morning, Craig.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
What's been happening so far today?
Well, I just decided to get up a bit earlier.
Yes.
And do a little exercise. That felt good.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been pretty cruisy morning so far. So it's been good.
Well, the day's only begun. That's right. Not even many people moving around out town yet.
That's very quiet, actually. The road coming out of Greenslade was super quiet, heading to Hamilton.
Yeah. Mm. Is the road intact, Greenslade, is it? Or no slips or anything?
No,
like
I think Greenslade's good, yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Maybe
a
few slips down on the foreshore.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. All right. Interesting. Yep. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that sort of thing. We're here to talk about Raglan Naturally, Gabriel.
We are.
So, what is Raglan Naturally?
Well, Raglan Naturally is a community organisation.
Yes.
And we are here to support community-led development.
Yes.
Which means, I suppose, more simply, that we're here to support the community to realise their aspirations and support them in community projects. If they've got an idea to get behind or walk alongside them and see if they need support. Yeah, if they need help with connecting up with people or funding. Things like that.
All right. Mm. That's an exciting job.
It's an awesome job, actually. I was just thinking this morning as I was driving here just how much I love it, doing what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. It's an opportunity to learn a lot about the community, what's going on.
Yeah.
And to get enthusiastic with people and go like, yeah, let's do this. We can do this.
Yeah. And you are the coordinator? Is that the official title of the role?
Yeah. So Raglan Naturally, I suppose just taking one step back from that, Raglan Naturally is set up as a charitable trust.
Yeah.
So there's a trust board, 7 members on the board.
Yes.
And I must mention, because we're here together, that Craig is actually a member of the Raglan Naturally Trust Board.
Yes, I am. And have no fear, folks, I'm easily the least effective of all the board members. So there we go. They're a very skilled bunch, mostly, apart from me.
But, no, yeah, great having you there, Craig. Totally. And then we have 3 coordinators.
Yes.
Raglan Naturally Coordinator. So at the moment there's myself as the Community-Led Development Coordinator, and then we have a Hapuri Engagement Coordinator,
mm-hmm.
and we have the Community Wellbeing Connector, who's Lara Sweetman.
Yes.
At the moment the Hapuri Engagement Coordinator role is being recruited for.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be exciting to see who comes forward in that role.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's 3 of us working, not quite full-time, but, working for the community.
Yeah. Covering a lot of bases with those 3 roles.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Community Wellbeing Connector is more focused on wellbeing outcomes,
mm-hmm.
and support. My role, my role is more broad, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
It can kind of cover anything. Whether it's across kind of recreation or education or youth, or working with like local government, and yeah, so it's quite broad.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hapuri Engagement Coordinator is working specifically with Māori and supporting Māori and hapu.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with all those roles, we cover quite a lot here in the community, or can cover.
Yes.
Yeah, and I suppose it would be good just to mention as well that a lot of people in the community were involved in creating our updated community plan. Mm-hmm. So that's actually a document that we have, as you know, Craig.
Yes,
That's a document which outlines kind of like the community aspirations and how we might work towards those. So lots of project ideas and also summarizes what we have in the community already, and it's split into, I think it's 12 different focus areas. We've also got a website which we've developed quite a lot last year, and that's a really good place if you want to find out about Raglan Naturally and what we, you know, what we do. And also you can go and read the community plan on the website. So that's just raglannaturally.co.nz.
Yep.
So that's great. We've got a Facebook page. And we put out a newsletter as often as we can, so people can also sign up for the newsletter. So, I think a lot of people were involved in creating the community plan a few years ago, which was really amazing. Like over 2 or 3 years, we had all these focus groups, and we had a survey that went out, and an event at the town hall where lots of people came in and looked at all the ideas and added their little sticky notes. So it was pretty cool. So all that information is actually collected and is owned by the community.
Yeah.
In the community plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of one of our, I suppose, our foundational documents. You know, that's what we work from.
Yeah.
That's
can get hard copies around various places. There's quite a few floating around in circulation.
Yeah, I need to put a few more around the place, the library, and maybe at the information centre or the iHub.
Mm.
But if anybody wants a plan, like an actual document so you can sit down with your cup of tea and read it, which is really nice to do, just let me know.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, but like you said, Gabriel, all the information's on the website anyway, isn't it? All the stuff's up there, and it's okay. That's kind of Raglan Naturally's role, and let's pull some examples from like last year, shall we? What was Raglan Naturally involved in last year, Gabriel?
Well, we do, yeah.
Yes.
So last year was our first year where we were set up as the community organisation. So the previous years were really focusing on the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we got all established and we've got some funding as well behind what we do, which is amazing.
Yes.
So last year we supported Youth Week. So Youth Week happens once a year, and it's an opportunity for rangatahi or young people to do some cool projects in the community. So that was one thing. And then we also promoted Neighbours Day, which was the first. I think that's actually happened before in the community, but it felt like a really a good connecting event to bring into the community at that time. I think it was around March last year.
I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, which was a tricky time. So that was really neat to see the response to that. That was,
I can't even remember. We all the lockdowns and things like that. But was that like during one of those or just after one of those or something like
around
that?
Yeah, I can't actually remember the detail. Yeah. But so that was Neighbours Day.
Yeah.
And I understand there's going to be Neighbours Day promoted and encouraged in the community this year with someone else working on that, which is really neat.
Cool.
And then we also worked closely with the Environment Centre, the Whangaroa Environment Centre, and with the Raglan Lions and quite a few others, to bring about the Matariki community event in the main street.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Which was a real highlight. I just felt that was, I suppose it was the first time that the community had all come together, in a community event like that for quite a while. So that felt really special to
That was a great afternoon, Matariki. Really. Yeah, it was a great afternoon, that was.
And luckily it didn't rain.
Yeah.
And then we ran a couple of Treaty of Waitangi workshops. So these were quite foundational workshops about the history of the treaty and up to today. And they were really well attended and a lot of interest to attend those workshops. And we plan to do more of those this year.
All right.
And we also co-hosted the Meet the Candidates event at the Town Hall, which was been coming up for the local government elections.
Yeah,
which was a bit different for us to do, but it felt, it felt important to support that to happen.
Mm.
So that was really neat. We worked with a couple of other organisations on that. So, I suppose whenever we do, Raglan Naturally's role is really to support and connect and bring people together. Our job isn't so much to kind of do the projects on the ground. So we did get involved in some projects a bit more last year on the ground, like Matariki and Meet the Candidates and things. But we always, when we do that, we're always working really closely with other organisations. So we're just a part of a collective event, which is really what we want to be doing. So those were, and then aside from that, I suppose there's a lot of work that we were doing just to support community organizations or groups, or mostly groups, not so much individuals, but if they had a project or they needed to know who to connect with about something or how to start a project or where do we go from here or what sort of funding's available. There was a lot of work, little pieces of work as well, happening in the background. So that's quite a big part of what we do. So, and also just keeping up to date about what's happening. So, for example, there were things like, workshops on freshwater through the regional council, and there was the climate action group. And so it's kind of just keeping up to date with what's happening so that when people need information or help, you can just direct them quite quickly to where to go. Of course, I don't know everything. It's even in such a small community. It's amazing how much is going on.
It really is amazing.
It really is. And there's just lots of people who I haven't even met and things that I will actually not know about, which, it's hard to imagine when there's so much that you do know about.
And so, it's Raglan Naturally is basically like you say, it's weaving various groups or individuals in the community together who want to kind of do something, I suppose. Got an idea something I want to do in the community or see in the community or make happen, right?
Or even supporting existing groups.
Yeah.
So, there are lots of organisations and groups that are already running, so it's not just supporting new ones, it's actually being there to see how we can encourage or uplift or walk alongside those things that are already happening that might need just a bit of fresh energy, or they might need some new volunteers, or maybe they want to work you know, with a couple of other organizations, but they don't. A lot of people are really busy doing what they do. You know, people are pretty focused on their own mahi and their work.
Yeah.
So often they don't have the time to, you know, bring a group together or other organizations. So it's really an awesome position to be in where that's your job.
Yeah.
So you can go, well, I can actually do that because that's my job, right?
Yeah.
And I'm doing it here for the community. So just ask, really. Try us, try me, you know. That's what I say to people. They'll be like, what do you do? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Just try. Ask for what you need and see where it goes.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. And what can we look forward to this year? What's a little taster of what might be coming up?
Well, this year I think, I mean, we've got our new role that is being filled with the Hapuri Engagement Coordinator.
Yep.
So I think we're going to be doing, once that happens, we'll be doing a bit of planning and thinking about the year ahead with that new person in the role.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. Like, actually, yeah, depending who it is, just thinking about where we go together and how we support each other in our roles.
Yeah.
But we will be doing more of the same, some of the same things. So certainly supporting Matariki again and running some more treaty workshops, supporting Youth Week if we need to and, you know, when that's happening.
Yeah.
And we also got some funding for, you know, regular connecting events. So that just means, so people can, you know, if somebody has an idea of they want to run an event, which is, we call them connecting events, it's really about bringing groups or people, bringing something for the community. It might be that actually we don't run those, but we support someone else to do that. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, it'll just depend on who comes forward for those.
Yeah.
And also, I'm really keen to, I've already started working on this a little bit, but I'm really keen to work with community organizations and groups to establish a regular, it might be 6 monthly or something, but a regular connecting event where they can come together and share with the community about what they do, and also meet each other and sort of, I suppose, network and get a really good update from Raglan Naturally about how things are going with the plan.
That's a great idea.
You know, and what the council are doing to support our community and just really bring it all together. And I suppose see, you know, possibly even see what the community priorities are. Hear what people are working on, what they're, and actually, you know, maybe from that might come a one or two community projects which maybe a lot of people want to get behind. And so I'm actually really excited about that. That's probably one of the big things for me is just, I really want to provide that opportunity, but design it as well with the organizations and groups, so it's actually designed in a way that it will work for them.
Yes.
Yeah, because I have my ideas, but actually it's not about me. Well, it's kind of like that, right? Yeah, it's really about finding out where the energy is in the community, like where the high needs are and what are the priorities, and really trying to be smart about what we're doing and just get behind that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And also just to let the community know, we have a partnership with the Department of Internal Affairs. They have a community-led development program. So it's specifically to support communities like us that are doing this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment they're partnering with about 25 communities across the country. And we're lucky enough to be one of those because we could say, well, we are doing this work. So we have a partnership with them for 5 years. So we've got another 3 years.
Okay.
And that means that they're able to support us with funding for our roles and also projects.
Awesome.
So it's amazing to have that support. Like, we're really, you know, it feels like we're really getting established to support the community with the trust board and the coordinators and the funding. And yeah, so I'm feeling really excited about this year. Yeah.
Actually, in your role, do you sort of interact with like a few of the other community groups like you've just been talking about? Because that'd be quite exciting, seeing what other communities are up to and things like that as well.
Absolutely, and they're all so different and unique, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just depending on their location, there's one up the Whanganui River, and there's, you know, and then they've got the South Island groups, which have their total different flavour, and Whanganui up north.
Whanganui, yes. They came down for a visit.
Yeah.
They did, yeah.
So we actually had a conference. They run I think it's once a year or once every 2 years, there's a conference which brings all the groups together.
Oh, yeah.
And we went down to that last year.
Yeah.
And it's really encouraging. So, yeah, I'd love to do a bit of a road trip and actually get to a couple. There's actually one in Katikati.
Okay.
So that's not far for us. And, yeah, it's really neat. It's really encouraging to just you know, to know that there's other communities working through how to do this. And that's fun to do that, connect with others. And that's important as well, you know. I find that I can kind of get quite focused on Raglan and Whangaroa, mm-hmm. you know, because this sort of work is just, you kind of got to immerse yourself in it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, you know, the rest of our region and the Waikato area is also really rich with other things happening. It's really nice to be able to share that with other communities as well and encourage other people to, just to, you know, learn and work alongside the community. Yeah, so it's good to keep connecting out wider as well.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. So I guess, Gabriel, you know, if I'm in a... You know, I'm an individual or I'm in a group or something. I'm like, yeah, man, I've got this great idea and I want to make it happen, but I don't know what to do.
Mm.
What do I do?
I don't know. No. No, I don't mean that. Well, I suppose in terms of how Raglan actually could support you. So, like, what would be an example? Have you got any examples of that? Like?
I want to set up... what's a good example?
What are some of your ideas you've had, Craig?
Okay, here's one then. Right, I want to set up like a movable growing medium on wheels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, right? So people who are only renting, got somewhere to grow veggies and things like that,
mm-hmm.
right? But I don't know what to do. You know, that's just an idea. So I get a hold of Gabriel and I say, Gabriel, what about this idea?
I'll be right. Let's meet for a cuppa.
Yes.
Yep, have a chat. And what I do is just, you know, hear all about your ideas and see, you know, if it's a new idea or if you've been brewing this for many years.
Yes.
And, you know, what other people you've talked with about it.
Yes.
If you have, like, some support around you, it's always good to understand if people are kind of on their own or if actually they have, you know, a couple of other people who are really keen to work with them.
Mm.
And I'd just be really, you know, thinking about what else is happening in the community around that and going, well, maybe, you know, have you thought about connecting with the Environment Centre or maybe you could pop down to the growers market and chat with some people or sort of first of all be, I suppose, letting you know what I know is already happening.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
often a great place to start is to kind of connect in with something that's happening.
Well, there might even be someone else having exactly the same idea somewhere else, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Or it might be saying, you know, there's giving some ideas about how you might want to just outline your project or, maybe think about what sort of funding's available for something as a startup.
Mm-hmm.
And see if encourage you to make one and see how it goes and put it out in the main street. No.
Hope it doesn't collapse.
Really, I suppose, simply to start is... And that's the thing is there are some people who have an idea that they feel really passionate about, you know, they might have been thinking about for years and really, or it might be that there's a group that's already, a group of people that are quite ready to go, you know, they've already got the idea and they just really want to know, it can be simple things even like where's a good place to meet or, often it's just giving people a little bit of a encouragement and... You know, once people get going, I think actually things, if it's meant to be and there's energy around it, generally once you get going, there's momentum and actually they find their way.
Yeah. And Raglan actually can grease those wheels, boy, you know, introduce them to other people and things like that, Gabriel.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to kind of add?
Well, I think, there is something else which I think is important to just add. Thank you.
Yes.
And that is that our work as Raglan Naturally, as an organisation, is really based on a partnership with iwi and hapu around, based on the Treaty of Waitangi.
Yes.
And that's actually a really key part of what we're doing and what we're growing and learning about here together.
Mm.
So what that looks like for us at the moment, it looks like many things, but what it looks like is that the trust, the governance board of the trust has been set up, we say, in like a kind of co-governance model.
Yeah.
So we have the key hapu groups, or most of the key hapu groups, represented on the Raglan Naturally board.
Yeah.
Alongside community members who put themselves forward for the board, and also one community board member is on the board as well. So that's one part of it. We also have, you know, the different, the two coordinators. So we have the hapuri coordinator and myself. So we have that opportunity for hapu and Māori to be supported through Raglan Naturally in that same way that I'm able to offer to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, there's a lot to learn, but really that partnership and those relationships are key to what we're doing. So, you know, even in thinking about, we've got Waitangi Day coming up on Monday.
Yeah.
And we would love to work, you know, towards next year supporting something in the community. But for this week, you know, this weekend and that particular day, I just suppose I just encourage the community to really think about, seeing it's a whole day put aside for this.
Yes, yes.
That just encourages the, you know, community to just think about what the treaty means to them, what they know about it, maybe have a chat with some whānau or friends about it, and just take the opportunity to learn something from my own experience with the treaty workshops that we've run, and my own learning just over the last few years. It's been really rewarding and challenging sometimes as well. Like, definitely the reality is that learning about, so it's not, I suppose, even just about the history of the treaty, that's really important, and that's what the workshops that we've run have been about. They've been more about, you know, the treaty as a founding document and the history, but what's really important actually is just that we bring it to today and what it means for me, for example, and what it means for me in my work.
Yeah.
And just what the context of what's happening in the treaty space, and a lot of that will come through our work with hapu, but for me it's really just doing that work to understand what it means here, because it's actually totally relevant. It's not just some historical thing that doesn't mean anything today.
Yeah, that's right.
And we really want to set up the Raglan Naturally website so it has a page and with some really good resources around learning. And I know from the workshops as well, the participants of the workshops were, most of them were really keen to continue. Like, they really were like, wow, this is like quite life-changing and really important, and we want to continue our learning together. So I look forward to connecting back in with them.
I was one of those participants, I thought, I've got a fairly good grip on what the treaty is and everything like that. But actually, you know, there's a lot more that I actually didn't know. And I found it really fascinating, just all the, it was a really well-run thing and, really well-coordinated. And it was, I found it really interesting. And, it's actually kind of emotional too, I suppose, you know, looking back through it all and having to think about things like you're talking about and stuff like that. And some follow-up things, I think you'd get a lot of people. Next time they come around, folks, do go along to those if you haven't already, because, they are really interesting and well worth your time. You'll be probably surprised how much you will learn from these things.
Yeah, that's right, Craig. And what I really love about them is that we're actually learning together as a community. So, we could, to me it's quite different than attending a workshop, for example, in another city or something. Like, to be actually sitting alongside our fellow community members, there's something really encouraging and really feels really important to be doing that. So I love that aspect of it.
That kind of added, the local flavour that gets added by, some of the local hapu members and things like that, added a lot to it, I felt like,
And just hearing the, you know, the local stories and things like that, and yeah, just added, you know, much more depth and sort of flavour to it, I suppose.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So, and also understand that Raglan Hatchery is kind of breaking ground in that sort of way too, when you guys were down in Wellington, wasn't it, at a conference or something. It was, we had a lot of other groups kind of saying, well, man, co-governance, how's this actually working? How are you guys making it work? And that's, it's kind of, I don't know, breaking ground in that way, trying to figure it out really as we go along, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it definitely felt like that. And there was, I mean, every community does things in a different way, but I think that, yeah, I think that we are doing something quite different.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there was definitely a lot of interest in that and sharing together about how we do this learning and how we make these changes together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, yeah, it was great to be able to share that really openly with these other groups that, you know, in many different ways have these, have this work to do.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. It's challenging. It's really rewarding, the whole of Raglan Hatchery work. And it's super exciting, I think, what we're doing. So yeah, I just encourage you to connect in. You'll find our contact details on our website.
Yep.
And yeah. Look forward to having a chat to you all in the street. Well, not all at once, but yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, and that's it, Gabriel, for now, anyways.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's good. Thanks so much, all Craig. Right.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much for coming. Really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. There we are, folks. That's Gabriel Parson there, and talking about Raglan Hatchery. And yeah, go to the website and you can get in touch with Gabriel, have a meeting, have a chat about stuff, do whatever you want. We'll have a chat to her and see what can happen. And so, yeah, thanks again, Gabriel. All right, and here's Cut Off Your Hands with You Should Do Better.
phantom. Touches like a breeze. Shines its understanding. See the moon smiling. To receive because we're not at the mercy of your shimmerers and spells, your shimmerers and spells.
Johnny and Tom and CR38 or something like that. Of course, they're from Radiohead, and their song is called The Numbers. And do have a little update here at 8.05 this morning. It was the State Highway 23 on the Divvy is still closed until further notice, and from what I hear,
Yeah, it's like dropped like another meter or something like that. So it's unlikely to be probably open again for a little while. So there you go. If you're going into the Tron, you're going to have to go about it a different kind of way. And they suggest Ohaotira Road and kind of go from there. Now, I have a request from Trina called White Rabbit by Jefferson Aeroplane. So Jefferson Aeroplane there with a White Rabbit, and I think that's probably going to do me for the morning show today. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks again for Gabriel Parson popping in talking about Raglan Naturally, and I presume in probably about 10:30 Jeff will be coming in to do his Jazz and Mataz show, and then there'll be the classic show after that. And so yeah, plenty of good listening ahead on 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio. And, yep, hope you enjoyed the show, folks. Have a great day out there, and we'll see you again another time, mate. Go keep there.